Okay, so I remembered a dream this week, and I don't remember that at all.
So let's then start going over the homework. Do-goods, your telepathy exercise, these are what I want to go over. And if you were, having particular dreams, or even at this point, some of you may be getting what I think of as waking dreams. A lot of times you'll be awake, but all of a sudden you'll get an image or a visualization will pass through your mind that has kind of a dream context. A lot of people call them visions, and they can work just as clearly and strongly as a sleeping dream can. Okay, sorry to have interrupted you.
That's all right. I was trying to remember my dream when you mentioned dreams. I thought, oh, Lord, I had one. And then it went, do-goods, I can't recall really any of them really this week.
Didn't write them down. Got to write. See, I know you're having them, and they occur to you, but you have to write them down to remember you're having them.
And I sent to Dave, and he sent to me.
Okay.
All right. I sent an apple.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
What did you get?
A black dot.
A black
dot. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, that's amazing.
Now let's backtrack this a little bit, okay? A, do you have a black dog?
No.
Have you seen a black dog out the window somewhere? Had you been looking at any magazine article or TV that had a black dog in it, or even a black cat? Because sometimes a cat could come across as a dog in your sending.
No. I have a neighbor that has a big black poodle. But I was trying to think, I've seen him walking it type thing. I have a little white Maltese.
A black poodle, right?
Right. And see, I don't know if that's the nature of the dog that you saw.
No, the dog I saw reminded me of a
pit bull, I suppose.
No, a black, like a Scott Terrier kind of.
Okay, now that sounds
white. That
sounds like her dog, only you're seeing it in black as opposed to white.
Well, black and white.
Yeah, and by the way, that'll often happen. You should have realized this with your color renditions, with your sending and receiving. You don't always send color the same way. One of the things you're going to find out when we begin to work with actually doing readings on one another, when you're doing a reading on somebody, for example, health. Dave, if you have got a problem with your left eye, I may pick it up as the right eye. A lot of times there is a reversal of polarity, just as there's a reversal of color. Okay, so if you saw a black dog and the dog's size and shape was like a terrier, and you've got a small terrier, only he's white, I'd say you were getting her dog. And you may have had the dog on your mind because maybe when you were trying to do your sending, the dog was trying to get in your lap or in some way bothered you, and what you finally let go of in order to send him was the dog. So you actually sent the dog.
The dog was curled on the bed when he called.
Okay.
My dog's a small one. Did you see a big one or a small one?
No, it was like a Scott Terrier.
Like a Terrier.
Playful, kind of.
Yeah. This is like a puppy all the time. She's only 5 pounds.
Yeah, I think that's what you probably picked up. And remember what I had told you last week? This is part of why we're practicing this. We send and receive all the time. We do this constantly. The problem is we do it without control. And what you have just done, Alice, is beautifully sent your dog. And you sent his personality, you sent the playful, that's exactly what Dave got. And you said you described him as a puppy, that's how Dave picks him up, the playfulness, the cute, attitude. The only thing you didn't get was the color, and that's because you were getting a reversal of color, which happens a lot of times with this. The thing is that what you let go of,
I couldn't let go of that apple.
It was not what you were sending.
I did have trouble with that. Horrible time. I thought, what if he sent me an apple and I can't get it out of my mind? Because
okay.
I couldn't. I thought, how can I throw it,
That was the problem. You held on too long. You'll find when you really get good at your sending that the thoughts that almost feel like they float through your mind, they never even get an anchor in your mind. Those are the ones that you send the best. Okay?
I couldn't turn loose of it. I had a very bad time with that. It was going in my sending even. Mm-hmm. My sending and receiving. I mean, I sent and
you thought you were receiving.
I was still thinking apple, and I thought, is this, is he throwing?
Now, where did you see Dave? Were you able to visualize him before you sent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you feel him? How did you make your connection
I could just picture him. I couldn't really, I could picture him because he's on the order of my books, with the mustache and the dark hair.
Okay, so
I could picture his
head.
But I'm not good at picturing a whole.
Okay, now that's, not good yet. Don't say not good, say not good yet.
Yeah.
Okay? One of the things when we did our self-hypnosis last week that I didn't have time to mention to you at the end, but you need to remember in future when you're doing this on your own, you never give the mind any negative information. For example, if I were trying to program myself to stop smoking, if I said, I'm going to stop smoking, your mind doesn't hear stop. It hears smoking and it smokes more, okay? What you have to program is, I'm being healthy and I don't smoke, period. You program the absolute, you program the end result, and that's what sticks. You avoid negatives. Eliminate the negatives. I can't, I won't, try, I'm trying, eliminate them. I'm doing, I'm succeeding, I'm able to handle this, okay?
So, I will do.
Exactly, I will do. So if you're thinking, you know, I'm not good at this, what you're giving is your unconscious mind is getting a message that you're not good at doing this thing you want to do. So say, well, I haven't learned this yet, okay? Or I'm not good at it yet, or I will be good at it soon, you see? But don't use the negatives. Don't let those negatives grab in your unconscious, okay? Dave, how about you? What did you send her?
Well, let me find out what she got first.
Well, I said I kept thinking of the apple, so I said, oh, this can't be the two of us in the same thing. So then, what was it? I thought of a banana, and I said, no, I said, no. And I sat, and I got a horrible thirst, and I got up and I got a drink from the refrigerator. So I thought, well, maybe he's sending me a drink. But now what kind, I didn't know, because I drank apple juice out of the
apple.
And here's the apple, too.
I can see where you got that. I was looking at my aquarium, and I sent you a fish, so you may have got the...
I got the water.
You may have got the water.
Uh-huh.
But I sent a black and white fish.
Isn't that interesting? And there's that black and white again.
Black and
her dog was white, and you picked up a black dog. So you were getting black and white.
Yeah, well, I can almost understand why I would have got a black dog, because I pictured on the white... on my screen, which is white, and I guess
right.
In order to see it.
But
I
you didn't pick up, but now what?
Yeah.
What, David, what shape was the fish that you sent?
It was...
Was it fish-shaped, or was it round,
yeah,
or...?
No, well, it was one of those striped damsels. More round, I guess they are.
Okay, it's a saltwater fish come in all different sizes and shapes, so he was sending a round fish. Had there been anything in your environment that was red or orange or any of the other fish in the tank that were red that you may have been unconsciously sending?
I don't think so. Because the only other fish that I thought about sending a blue one, but then
Okay, well, one of the things you might do as we talk is to just let your mind go back and think, was there any time earlier that day that you had eaten an apple or that you were looking at a red round ball or something like that? That might have been where that apple came from. Okay. Meanwhile, were you able to visualize Alice? What did you see?
Well, I didn't actually... What I thought was that she had it like an off-white kind of blouse on. I couldn't really pick up anything from the background. I don't remember if it all seemed to be white or if it all seemed to be dark. I just kind of could see her, and for some reason I could not.
I
wasn't
white. It was in more. I said, I hope you didn't look too hard. I was in a white nightgown.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a white bed. So.
Okay, so white nightgown, white bed. Maybe this is why you were seeing that. And also, you didn't really want him to see you, did you?
No.
Which may also have been part of the reason why you were having the difficulty seeing her. That's important to make note of, okay? We can block other people with our thoughts. And on the same line, one of the things that is going to start to happen with you folks, because of working with these telepathy exercises, you are going to begin to become aware of when somebody is thinking about you. Ah, isn't that interesting? Being thought about for the person who is just learning this is going to have the result. For example, when David thinks about you, Alice, you're suddenly, for no reason at all, David is going to cross your mind. And that will be your key that David is thinking about you, because there was nothing that reminded you about him. And when you eventually get better at this, what you're eventually going to be to the point is that when somebody is thinking about you or even talking about you to someone else, you're going to get a feeling of pressure around the head. And if you open yourself up, and I think of it as a quality of listening, and say, okay, well, who is that? and just open your mind and listen, an image of the individual will pop in your mind.
What is the best way, say like when you're receiving, when you're standing, you're trying to catch what they're sending.
Right.
For you to meditate then or not?
No, remember, when you meditate, you are making the mind a fine laser point. Nothing can get in. Meditation is the most intense form of concentration there is. You're blocking your mind when you're meditating. When you are wanting to hear something from telepathically, you've got to make the link by picturing, but then you've got to have an attitude of listening. You know how you listen with your physical ear? Well, take that same feeling of listening with your physical ear and listen with your mind. In a sense, it's almost like the mind is a flower unfolding so that it can hear, it can absorb whatever the feeling or the sound or the imagery is being sent. It's an attitude of listening. The best way that the layperson can approach this initially is to let your mind just float and drift. But if you think of what I was saying, it's a listening with the mind. It's not a focused concentration. It's an open, waiting to be filled. Okay? I don't know if that helps, but it may give you some keys.
That's what Mary says, like, now I'm trying to really go about this thing. Yeah, you know, getting serious, or, you know, you're really trying to get it, you know.
And Alice, if you don't mind my saying so, I think that one of the problems that you have with being a conscious receiver, notice I said conscious because I think you're very receptive, just not conscious of it, is that you have such an active mind. And I think that it's very, very hard for you to maintain that attitude of listening because constantly your mind wants to interject its own thoughts. Uh-huh.
That's what that apple can come back.
Right.
Go away, apple. Get over
now,
there.
We're going to find that apple somewhere in this group, I bet.
I'm going to tell you why. I have had a yearning for, first it started with apple and then apple pie. And it hasn't left me, so it's funny she's saying apple. I thought she was a gallon of apple juice.
Interesting. And by the way, for those who are listening on tape, this is not apple season. This is not the fall. So this is strange. Jean, who were you working with?
I was supposed to be working with Kim.
Uh huh.
I never did get in touch.
You weren't able to get in touch.
No, it's my fault. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I do good. I don't know if that's what this is or not, but a couple of weeks ago I had discussed with Laura about a lady that we work with that for some reason I felt she had a problem with alcohol. Don't ask me why. It's just, I felt this way.
But you didn't tell me what it was. You just said that there was something about her, maybe a problem with her.
Yeah.
I was trusting her. I'm like, well, figure it out. Let me know.
Well, yesterday, for no reason, out of the clear, this woman tells me that for 15 years she's married to an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. She divorced him. She married another alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And divorced him, and now she's married again, and I'm not real sure about him.
Mm.
But, and I don't know why she told me these things, but I knew that there was something with her.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of abuse or something that happened with him. And I guess that's a do-good.
It's a do-good, and it was nice.
Strong.
It was nice that you got the feedback.
My intuition. Mm-hmm.
And it may even be that the reason she confided this in you is because on some unconscious level she knew that you already knew and you were safe to talk to. Okay? Mm-hmm. People will do that.
Sure.
The more deeply you get into this field, the more you're going to find that people begin to become very open to you about thoughts and feelings about metaphysical things or even personal emotional problems that they would never dream of talking to anybody else about. In a sense, you're making yourself more approachable because you are starting to listen to people on other levels than just the, you know, physical level. That was good, Jean. Yeah. How about you, Tina?
Let's see. As far as the do-good, I think this counts. I was thinking about my friend Michelle today, who moved back to Ohio like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, God, I haven't talked to her in a while. I should go home tonight and call her. And like 5 seconds later, the phone rang at work. And
that's a do-good. Very good.
I know she knew I was thinking about her or what, but she called me at work.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. I worked with Jim, so I don't know what you get.
I'm not really sure. I have to confess that I forgot all about it until my and I was studying a psych course from 2 o'clock to 6:30, and I just had my headphones on. I forgot completely about it.
Okay.
Did you get anything?
I got some bluebirds.
Well, I sent
I just saw a blue bunny.
I sent a red triangle, and for the three-dimensional object, I sent a pack of cigarettes.
Okay. Did you have any connection with the triangle or the cigarettes?
I had connection with the triangle.
Okay. Can you describe?
It was just a red triangle. And I was going to send that to her. I said, "Nah, I'll do that." And what I did was, when I realized that I hadn't sent anything to her, I did that time thing.
Right. That's what we were talking about way back in the beginning, that time is just in your conscious mind's perception. So if you mentally put yourself back to where you would have been and do your sending and receiving, just as if you're there, it should still work.
And
so go ahead.
I tried to send a Moravian star to a three-dimensional leaded glass Moravian star with a translucent white glass.
See, I thought I got a red square. We had the red thing going. And then I thought, for some reason, I don't know if, I thought you were sending like a book. I saw something like, I didn't know if it was like a book or a pamphlet, but something with writing, a TV guide, or something like that. But that's what I had written down.
Here's what I...
You were studying a book.
So you were, you got the book.
I got something with writing. I didn't know if it was like a TV guide or a pamphlet or something.
About an hour before, it was close to what I thought about. And I tried not to do this, but I was thinking about sending you a three-dimensional red square.
Okay, because that's what I wrote down.
But I didn't do that. But see, I didn't let go of the star. I've been carrying it around with me all week.
Right.
It's still up there.
So what you did very well, Tina, you got the square, but he didn't consciously send that. He sent that an hour earlier. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you get it flat or did you get it three-dimensional?
It could have been. I just kind of got it like as if I was looking at it, so I didn't kind of...
Right, so you got the
so
flat
got
side
it
of
flat.
It.
Yeah, I just
okay, and you also picked up the books, and he was looking at the book.
Right.
Okay, he was studying at the time, so you got what was going on around him also. But you weren't able, Jim, to send the actual thing you were focusing on because you didn't let it go. Okay? Where did you see Jim, Tina?
Well, I kind of thought he was like... What's it right here? Sitting on a couch... Handhands and background noise like a radio or a TV.
Well, I had
the headphones on.
Okay.
So I had like background noise.
Okay, the background noise was his background noise. It was in his head. What did you see him wearing?
I had just picked up tan. I don't know if it was like tan pants or, tan shorts or.
Or were you on a tan couch?
I was sitting.
I was outside and
on a couch.
With a glass top table. On a yellow.
Tan chair?
These jeans and a tan shirt.
She got the tan shirt. You didn't pick up the couch,
but he did get the sitting.
And I also have a feeling from what he was describing that he uses that lanai much the way most of us would use a living room. That was the feeling that you
were out there all the time.
Yeah, so you may have just picked up
that's
that
the kind
feeling.
Of feeling. Yeah.
Right.
Like a family type of
thing. And earlier, had you been on a couch or a divan type of thing?
I never sit on that.
Okay. So you definitely didn't get the couch, but you got the couch feeling, and you did get him sitting with a tan shirt. Excellent.
Either on a computer, my chair, or a couch.
Right. That was very good, Tina. Now, let's reverse it. Jim, what did you get from her?
Well, since I forgot, I felt very guilty, and I tried to picture her several times this week, and I thought I saw her at work, but I just got a basic office. I can see her face very clearly, or anyone here, but I can't get back, and when I saw you today, it worked. Harry looked like you were just...
Yeah, the president showed up today. Oh God, it was
so good. You got her where she was, but you got her today, not the day that you had actually done the work.
Because I didn't think about looking. I was driving when I said.
Right, you weren't looking back. You were looking at now. Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you feel that you got from her that was hanging out waiting to get you for all those days?
Thank you, Stark. You kind of scared me a little bit when you said about the seeing things.
Yes.
So, like on the way here, I saw these bluebirds flying by me. I saw a lot of shapes. I saw the orange triangle once. I saw an apple.
Now we know. Well, another one got zapped by the apple.
I've had an apple on my
Okay, but you're not sure which one of those things came from.
No, there's so many. I don't know. That's probably going to stuff all over the place.
Right. Well, Tina, what did you send him?
I sent him a red triangle and a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, okay, that's right. You had said that in the beginning. Right. And neither one of them did you get.
That's all the red triangle.
He got the
you did get the red triangle. Okay, so there was a connection made there, too. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I was at work. I've been at work every day since Sunday.
Right, so you might have seen it work both times, but today was the feeling of frenzy.
Yes.
David, what was your best do-good?
I don't remember any this week.
None?
I can't remember.
Has it been that chaotic a week?
It was a busy week.
Okay. How about you, Karen?
Oh, I had a chaotic week, but I have do-goods. I had a feeling of endings that was engulfing me, and it was, because they took two cases away from me. And I knew it was coming. I got up in the morning, and I was having a quite good feel, and boom, boom, twice.
And it was two of them.
They ended two of my cases, you know. Uh-huh. A lot of deception from my job, and that was all that was happening.
And you were already feeling
it. I was feeling it. Uh-huh. I always feel it.
Right.
And it just...
Well, that was a do-good, but it wasn't a good do-good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you have not been able to connect with Jane, correct?
Well, we worked on stuff. Monday was very chaotic, but then we did it Wednesday, and...
So you got feedback from her. Would you share this?
Yeah, we talked. She said she couldn't... I sent Monday. She called me and says, I didn't send, so I said, well, don't worry. We'll do another one. So we did Wednesday, and then we did last night, so I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, how'd you do... Oh, you haven't talked to her since
Wednesday
last night.
No, I thought she was going to be so...
Okay, well, give her a call during the week.
And see how you did with
see how you did, right. The feedback's very, very important. And like we do in class, check back. Because a lot of times, like what happened with Alice and David, a lot of times the information that you sent was sent. And it was sent well. It was just that it wasn't what you intended to send. So sometimes you've got to ask and do some back pedaling to see just where this information really came from. Okay? Laura. Oh, wait a minute. I'm skipping Jim. Jim, what did you do good?
I had a lot of them since I've been really trying to, two times I was trying to reach someone and I left messages on their phone and finally saw the heck with it and called him and he was looking at my number when I called him and that happened twice. And there were some interpersonal things where I decided just to say what I think and feel and it just cleared the air.
Very good.
Yeah, it's
good. Good. Uh-huh. And Laura, no do-goods?
Oh, I didn't listen to one.
Uh-oh, that's too bad.
My leather shoes that I wear for work were in the kitchen, and I was putting the dog in the kitchen. I just got to move those shoes, and I never moved them. And they were nice and chewed, and I got home.
Uh-oh.
I do that all the time.
I get the messages.
Clear as a bell. Mm-hmm. I throw them out. I don't pay any attention to them. I have this thing all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it drives me crazy. I've been trying really hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's one, Laura. I have a lot of familiarity with that. And I can't tell you the things that I passed up in life that I knew I should be doing and really got into trouble over until I started listening and acting. Sometimes it's real important to set aside what you're focused on right now and take that extra couple of minutes. Yeah. And who were you working with?
Nobody.
Nobody? But how about the week before?
I worked with...
me.
David.
Yeah. Can you guys remember
that? I still remember what I...
Uh-huh.
I forgot we were supposed to send an object.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up sending you a... I believe, I can remember, I have my book with me after work. I think it was the one triangle.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't pick that up because what I visualized was you sitting in a stripe. Seemed to me like that was a stripe. I keep thinking I'll love sleep, but
he's good.
You were, huh? Very good.
My couch is straight.
And what I picked up was a book. And I visualized you with a red shirt. Red blouse, but I keep thinking there was something like a blue something.
I wasn't even home. I was over at Kim's house and we were talking, and I completely spaced it off. And I was standing there and I went, oh my god, it's 9 o'clock, I'm gonna send Dave something. So I immediately sent him an orange triangle. And then I get in red square.
Uh huh.
But I do sit on my couch
So he
that's where I spend most of my time.
And that's where you would normally have been sending if you were home. So that's what you were picking up, is where you might have even put yourself in that space as you did.
I might have, yeah.
Right. Do you remember? You sent a red square. He got you wearing something red. That's interesting.
I'm sure I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I don't have my book with me.
Okay. Well, next week bring your book and you can compare notes and get a little bit closer on it.
Anyway.
Sounds good though, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
And you don't remember what you sent him, so.
No, I sent him the orange triangle.
Oh, you didn't remember.
Right, and then when I opened my book up, because I hadn't gone over my notes.
And there's the book, perhaps. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
And then
the book I visualized as like a regular book, though. It's not.
Not a notebook.
Not a
notebook. Okay.
No, it's like this.
Taken.
Yeah, it's just like that. Well, the book that I write everything.
That might have been a book that you sold. That does look like a regular book.
I don't remember what I had on.
You remember the color of the book?
No.
Okay. Well, this is going to demand a little bit more research when you get home and look over your notes.
I tried to call you twice to tell you what I had so you could have something to talk about in class and I never did get home.
Right.
And ever since 2 weeks my mom was here, I have not been able to get back into anything in my routine that I'm used to. And I do apologize. I've been.
Time to
I have
put it back online again.
I have not been able. I've been really restless. I haven't been able to relax or anything. So what's going on? I wish it was
Stopped. You know, that may be something to blame on mom, and it may also be something to blame on the current transits. You know, as an astrologer, I always tend to bring in a little bit of astrological information, and right now Uranus has just changed signs, and Uranus rules nerves, it rules tension, it rules mechanical and electrical objects, and so if you're finding yourself either more nervous or more calm, it probably has to do with that transit. If you're finding yourself having more insomnia, or you're feeling just this feeling of impending change, that's probably Uranus. It probably doesn't have anything to do with mom. Okay.
Well, that's been driving me crazy. Yeah. I'm like antsy all the time. I'm not calm anymore. Right. I'm like, ooh, at work, I'm going, oh, get away.
Uh-oh.
You're just staying away from it.
I've been hibernating. I was like, get away from me.
Well, this
week was real bad at work, yeah.
Let me just say this, though, and again, this comes more from my astrological background than from my, my ability as a psychic. But over the years, what I have found is that, you know, those planets keep right on moving. They don't wait for us. And depending on what signs they're going through, your whole demeanor, your whole character, the things that are going on in your life change. And they don't just change for short periods of time. They change for, you know, sometimes 8 or 9 years. And so you have to learn methods of dealing with them. One of the things that I found, the Uranus transit that you are about to get, that's what you're feeling, will last for 9 years, okay? And I'm just completing that transit. So I believe me, I know what it felt like. And you can't predict anything. You can't plan anything because something is going to come that gets in the way of those plans. I was trying to write a book, and I had to write my book at 3:00 in the morning because there was, you know, the people in the apartment next door never stopped talking. So, you know, it was absolutely amazing. You can't predict or plan, and it is a high tension time. My way of dealing with that was to be very careful about my timing. And just as a hint, I learned that no matter what I was doing, I had to double the time I thought it would take, because everything took longer. There are some transits of planets that screw up your time sense, and that's one of them, okay? And by the way, since Uranus is changing signs right now, it's going to be affecting everybody in this room, okay? And it does that about every, between 7 and 9 years, it makes it a change of signs, okay? What fun. You're getting a little peek of what's
going
on.
Oh, I am, because I just was telling Jean tonight, I plan to go to the Easter weekend with my grandmother. I haven't seen her in a long time, and I called today because I get one Saturday off a month. And the secretary says, you better call your boss, call your boss. He goes, we're taking the Saturday before Easter off. And I said, yeah, and he said it 3 times. And I'm like, got to the point where I'm laughing. So I'm going, what's the big deal? And he's, well, I'm sorry, you can't take that day off. It's the busiest day of the year. And I'm thinking, I can't even believe this. Okay.
The unexpected. You know, and the other thing is get used to being flexible because you'll need it.
Yeah.
I also want to say something else. As an individual myself, who spent much time meditating and a lot of time with yoga and Tai Chi Chuan and all kinds of things that brought peace and calm and tranquility into my life,